Although the presidential candidates are already focused on campaigning in Texas and Ohio, those are not the only states with primaries on March 4th. Voters in Vermont and Rhode Island will also be going to the polls. On this week's States of the Union, we are taking a look at Vermont, and joining me now to talk about which issues matter most to voters in the Green Mountain State is Sam Hemingway, a reporter for the Burlington Free Press. I'm very pleased to welcome him to this, our 13th States of the Union segment. Hi, Sam.
How are you doing?
I'm okay. In the last presidential election, the former governor of Vermont was in the race, Howard Dean. He's now the chairman of the Democratic National Committee. Are Vermonters as invested in this year's presidential election as they were 4 years ago?
This is one state where you probably could say the answer is no. Only because you can imagine a little state like Vermont having one of its own actually become a front runner for the Democratic or for any major party presidential nomination is a rare thing indeed. And this state was really wound up big time for Howard Dean last time. But I will say that there's a lot of interest up here in the race as there is across the country. And while it may not quite match 04, it's certainly it's a strong. Yeah, there's a lot of people talking about it.
Well, I'd assume that Iraq is a big issue because Vermont has suffered the highest number of deaths in Iraq per capita of any state in the nation.
That's true. The polls we've had, we don't have a lot of polls in a small state like Vermont, but this is a state that has a very anti-war mentality about it. It has from the start. Of course, when Dean ran, he was one of his founding pins of his candidacy was his opposition to the war, which certainly resonated here. And if anything, that mood is ever stronger. We've lost about 35 folks, as casualties in Afghanistan and Iraq, which doesn't sound like a lot for a state like New York, but per capita, we're only a 600,000 population, 600,000 here. So it's a big, every single death is felt statewide, and we've had a large number of our Guard members over there and back, and some are going back again. So while there's a lot of support for the Guard and for the other soldiers that have gone from Vermont, our whole delegation is entirely against the war, congressional delegation, and so I'm sure a vast majority of the public.
And is that why Vermonters have given George Bush the second lowest presidential approval rating of any state?
Gee, let me think. I would think there's probably a connection there. Bush never did particularly well here. This state has gone Democratic since the first Clinton campaign in '92. Before that, it was had been a Republican state going way back, except for Lyndon Johnson in '64. It's a state that's moved increasingly towards Democratic side, and finally in '92, its presidential vote started going Democrat and has ever since. Bush didn't do well here. McCain, for instance, won the Vermont presidential primary in 2000 at a time when Bush was already walking away with it. But McCain was more popular here than Bush, even in the primary.
But isn't your governor a Republican?
He is. He's a moderate Republican, Jim Douglas. And he supports McCain this time. He did support Bush. He was the chairman of the Bush campaign, but he's been able to sort of keep his distance, and even he has spoken out a bit in terms of being critical of the way that war has been conducted without getting too personal in terms of the president.
He has, even though he's supporting McCain, they disagree on the milk income loss contract farm subsidies program.
That
significant?
Well, I think it is. I wrote that. I'm glad you mentioned that.
You wrote about it in today's Burlington Free Press. That's how I learned about it.
I did indeed. We have a struggling dairy industry up here. We produce a lot of Vermont produces more milk than any other state in New England. It's much more of a farm state than any other state in terms of dairy, but its farms are hurting. 2006 was a horrible year for a lot of reasons. The milk price dived. There was weather issues and other issues. And so that milk, so-called MILC program that you mentioned, was somewhat of a safety net. It wasn't a great program. There was a predecessor to it that was much better. But it was sort of like one small way to help balance the scales when the price, for no cause of what the farmers were doing, the price for paid for a producer for his milk dropped below the actual cost of producing it. That program is it's not a program that makes people rich. It was anything but it was something that was needed, and it appear farmers, even if there aren't as many as there used to be, are highly regarded. People love the fact that they are stewards of the land, and so there's support for that program, and the governor strongly supports it. All of our delegation does. But McCain does not.
The farms employ some 2,000 foreign dairy workers. Is immigration an issue?
It's not a big one.
You're also a border state.
We are a border state, and that is an issue more in terms of if it ever comes to where we have to have special ID or passports to go back and forth across the border. There's a lot of, obviously, commuters that go back and forth between here and Canada. Especially this end of the state where I am up in Burlington, which is just an hour south of the border. So that's an issue. It's more of an issue probably to the average Vermonter than is the issue with illegal immigration. We do have, you're correct, something, and it's an unknown number, but the estimate is about 2,000 immigrants, mostly probably from Mexico, working on farms. They live sort of out of sight and until recently out of mind. Nobody really knew they were here, but it's sort of emanated out that they're here, and there's been occasionally a sweep where some have been picked up and deported. It's, you know, the issue for Vermont farmers is crystal clear. Without these folks, they can't really run their farms. But it hasn't really, you know, because so few people are farmers, you drive by the farm, you don't see this, you don't witness it. I think people sort of know what's going on, but it isn't like a front, an issue right in their face.
Well, Vermont is the least racially diverse state in the country, despite those Mexican immigrants. Does that work for or against Barack Obama?
I think if we had a primary, if the primary were today in Vermont, Obama would win easily. And I think that'll be the case in a couple of weeks when we do have our primary.
And why is that?
I think he appeals to the same kind of Democrat or leaning Democrat voter that Howard Dean did 4 years ago in terms of the issues. And he's young. He appeals to that young, hopeful. You know, it's really no different than any other state. He has a lot. He was up here a couple of times last year, spoke at the University of Vermont, and then later had a big fundraiser, and he drew big crowds. He is a charismatic person, and he, I think he speaks to a crowd that the same ones that were drawn to Howard Dean, that internet crowd, and the folks that have a lot of energy and maybe haven't voted a whole lot in the past, but I think they're coming around to maybe vote this time for him.
Well, he has raised more money than any other candidate in Vermont.
Yep.
In fact, more than the others combined. But
more than the Republicans and the Democrats together have combined. Yeah.
But Hillary Clinton's campaign announced yesterday that it was increasing its presence in the state. What that means that they must feel that they have a chance.
I think so, and I think that certainly women are half the vote. In fact, more than half the vote here and elsewhere. And I think there is a strong feeling among women voters, Democratic voters, and certainly others across the board, that Hillary Clinton is a well-respected, and I think the Clintons were well-liked in this state. Clinton carried the state both times. I think it's really a struggle for a lot of Democrats to come to terms with, seeing the first woman not get, who looked like she had it in the bag not to make it to at least win the nomination. And the former governor, Madeleine Kuhn, one of the first women governors in the United States, she is headed up the, she's chairing the Clinton effort in Vermont, and the House Speaker, who happens to be a woman, is the co-chairman. So there is support for Clinton up here, but I think not nearly as much as there is for Obama.
But because of Ohio and Texas, I assume that you haven't been seeing much of any of the candidates, Republicans and Democrats.
Well, McCain was here last week and made one of those airport rally events that lasts about an hour, and then he was on to Rhode Island. And we and Rhode Island will suffer in the shadows a bit here because of this importance of the big states of Texas and Ohio on March 4th. there's talk that maybe Chelsea Clinton would come. As I said, Obama's been here twice before. I don't expect to see him back here because, again, of the importance of those two big states. But you never know. Somebody, you know, we might see a little activity before it's over.
Does Mike Huckabee hold much appeal for Vermont's Republican voters?
No, I don't think so. He doesn't have much of a presence here. He is on the ballot, but there's. I was looking around the other day at Ron Paul, who is also on the ballot. At least you can tell there's sort of a core constituency of his in the state. They're active. They have meetup sites on the internet, and they're talking to each other. And you see Ron Paul signs around here. I don't think I've seen a Huckabee sign yet. Lawn signs are which in this part of the world at this time of year are snow signs, but or snowbank signs. You don't see it. We don't have a strong evangelical community, or that kind of vote is not very large in the state. So I don't think Huckabee's going to have much appeal here. He has said recently that he was going to maybe squeeze in a trip to Vermont. That might change things for him, but so far we've heard nothing else, so I don't know if he'll be here.
My guest is Sam Hemingway, a reporter for the Burlington Free Press. We're talking about what we can expect to see from Vermont when they vote on next Tuesday.
Two weeks from yesterday.
You do have an odd group of people representing you. Pat Leahy has been in the Senate for 34 years. But he's pretty much a middle-of-the-road, slightly liberal Democrat. But then you have Bernie Sanders, one of the only two independents in Congress. The other one is rather conservative. He describes himself as a socialist, and his predecessor, Jim Jeffords, left the Republican Party, became an independent in the middle of his term. So you tend to like renegade politicians. An independent in Vermont is different than an independent in other states where they tend to represent the undecided center?
I think that, Jeffords used to have the tag of being a maverick, which is a tag that McCain enjoys. And I think that's where McCain has, even though we're a so-called blue state, I think McCain isn't to be written off in Vermont because he has that kind of appeal. Jeffords was a far more moderate, almost liberal Republican by comparison. But McCain's views on issues like global warming, which will resonate with Vermont. Vermont's big on that issue. Campaign finance reform and other things will tend to, will help him reach Vermonters that otherwise might just be turned off altogether by his support for the war. And as we know, McCain has an ability to attract people who don't necessarily agree with him on key positions.
Governor Douglas is having a hard time coming to an agreement with the state legislature over the budget. Is the state feeling a big budget crunch?
Yeah, I think we're feeling a bit of an economic downturn. I think there's going to be a lot of, there's talk about how trying to very, as best we can, level fund this budget. Vermont constitutionally likes to have balanced budgets, and rarely, ever, if ever, do we get into a deficit situation here. And Douglas, who's a former state treasurer, is not about to let that happen.
Well, is this a state problem or is this a national problem? Because the national economy is facing a downturn. I would think Vermont would, because of tourism and the concentration of high-tech firms near Burlington, would have been fairly protected.
We're somewhat protected, but tourism is not a, those aren't high-wage jobs. And while we've had a decent winter snow-wise, so that the ski areas are doing relatively well, but not great. Most ski areas, on an average year, don't make money. They're lucky if they break even. So tourism brings a lot of money in the state, but the jobs it provides aren't high-paying. We do have a high-tech sector around Burlington, and it's pretty stable. But our unemployment rate is good. We're not affected. We're not suffering like some other parts of the country, but real estate values have declined. There's been, or at least leveled off a bit, and tax revenues have leveled off a bit. So we're not in great shape. We're not in horrible shape. I think it's just sort of they'll be cautious in Montpelier.
Although I assume also the fact that oil closed at over $100 a barrel yesterday doesn't help, partly because you do a lot of driving, but also because the cold winter months require a fair amount of home heating. What about the secession movement in Vermont? That's got some attention throughout the years. Does it have much support now, or are they seen as a fringe group?
I think they're seen as sort of an intellectual fringe group. I think it's sort of Vermont likes to see itself as a little different, walks to a different beat type state. And we have done that. We like that. We kind of fancy that as our image. But I think in the big scheme of things, I think it's more intellectual than it is reality. You may not know this, but Killington, which is the home of the state's largest ski resort, that town, because it was paying some extra taxes under our property tax formula to pay for education, Killington wanted to secede from Vermont and join New Hampshire, which is hilarious. In fact, it would, if it were somehow to happen, he would have this little tiny island of New Hampshire in the middle of central Vermont. Imagine that really happening. I don't think so. But it's something that people kind of enjoy. Vermont likes to see itself as sort of a separate republic sometimes, but don't take it too seriously.
Now, the governor's term in Vermont is only 2 years. Does that have an effect on state politics?
It's interesting. There was a debate recently, sort of one of those sort of collegial type debates between Howard Dean and Madeline Kuhn, who we spoke of earlier, arguing between 2 year and 4 year terms. Kuhn, both Democrats, Kuhn arguing, we should have 4 year terms because it will allow people to focus more on policy. And Howard Dean saying, no, we should keep 2 year terms because it keeps the governor closer to the people, and it actually, it doesn't allow for a governor to go off and just sort of ignore where he came from or she came from. I don't think we're going to change that. It's been talked about on and off for years, but never very seriously. It's getting more expensive to run every 2 years than it used to be. It used to be you could run a race in Vermont for governor for a couple $100,000, and we're getting way up into the, near the million mark when we have a real serious contested race. So it's expensive, but imagine those numbers. New Yorkers might say, oh, that's chicken feed, but over here that's a lot of money.
Well, Jim Douglas is running for re-election. He won re-election 2 years ago by 15 points, carried all but one county. That's a Republican in a state that made headlines when it legalized civil unions in 2000, also has legalized medical marijuana. This is an odd state, isn't it?
Well, now, it depends what you mean by that.
Well, it's unlike other states of the Union.
We think we're a wonderful state, and it's a great place to live. And as for Jim Douglas, it seems to happen in this state, if you're elected and you're doing a relatively good job, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, you're probably going to be there for a while. Because they're two-year terms, and people understand it's going to take a few terms for you to get through what you wanted to do. And, Vermont is a blue state, but the largest core of voters in the state count themselves as independents. About 40% of the state say they are independents. Now, some may be lean to the one side or the other, but those are the figures. And so Douglas is pulling those moderates from the independent ranks to his side, just as Dean did before him, just as Dick Snelling and others before that. You go way back, that's been the pattern. We've had kind of alternate between a Democrat and a Republican governor. And so my guess is Jim Douglas will be here for another couple of years, maybe four, and then it'll be maybe the Democrats' turn at that point.
Sam Hemingway is a reporter for the Burlington Free Press. I want to thank you so much for talking with us today for our States of the Union segment.
Well, thank you very much. And everyone from New York, always welcome to come and visit.
Okay, I'll do it tomorrow.
All right, we'll see you.